Chris Brown is out of jail. He was released early this morning after serving only 116 days. Now, he was sentenced to over 130 days, but got credit for rehab plus another 59 days he was in jail.
My inmates ain't loyal.
He was locked up.
Now, Breezy goes back to court on that D.C. incident next month, so he may be right back in jail.
Wow.
So Ray J allegedly grabbed some woman's butt at a Beverly Hills hotel, so somebody called the cops. But what's funny to me is somebody made a citizen's arrest. Can you imagine?
You would
get your ass whooped trying to make a citizen's arrest. Anyway, he was asked to leave, and police say he got real ignorant, refused to go, so police put him in the back of a police car where he allegedly kicked out the back window and spit in an officer's face.
Can I tell you something?
And he's still alive.
Can I tell you something? Ray J, now you did the Ricky Smiley TV show with him
where
you had to be his love interest in the line. He is the
nicest guy ever.
But I don't know if he gets a little twisted when he gets out there or it's just like he's starving for attention. But when you're by yourself with, he is the nicest
guy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
No, sir. Yes,
incredibly
ma'am.
Incredibly respectful.
I'm like, wow.
I know.
Who is this guy that shows up on in the back of police cars?
Right.
He's
a cute guy, so he doesn't have to grab some girl's ass. Well, I mean, you know.
Couple shots, hey.
I guess, you know, So Justin Bieber made a joke, and he did it when he was 15. This was backstage for his Never Say Never. Mm-hmm. So he didn't do it on stage or anything, but he did make the joke. And, of course, it's on tape. And I didn't know the joke. Russ had to explain to me.
I didn't know it at first when I read it because it was like,
why do
black people are scared of chainsaws? And run. And
they said he kept saying run in a lot of times. I was like,
you can't read it. You have to hear it.
But when Russ said it, it was a funny joke.
But listen, you know, a lot of people are up in arms about it. You know, he has a lot of black fans.
Right. A lot of black friends.
Yeah, and and his bodyguard came out and said he's not a racist.
Well, he's already apologizing.
But does it make him a racist?
No.
No.
Well, he says he's very sorry. He said it was childish, inexcusable. It was a mistake. And he's like, I'm sorry for anybody.
He heard it somewhere. Yeah, he didn't come up with that.
No. So I ain't even tripping on
that. And you say he was how old at the time?
Listen, I'm going to be telling that joke all day.
And if he has a pattern, I mean, if it's a Donald Sterling thing where you have a pattern of doing that, then okay, all right, let's take a look at him.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like we're so quick to like, okay, you're a racist. You get a car.
Right. All right, tops at the box office over the weekend, Maleficent, which I saw.
Yeah.
How was it?
I loved it, but I'm a freak for movies like that. So a lot of people are like, it's made $70 million, of course, starring Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Number two was X-Men. I haven't seen X-Men. Have y'all seen? I heard it was the best movie ever.
I need to see it.
It was the best one. And number three, Russ, you loved A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I love Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
I
didn't know that was out this weekend.
I wanted to see it, but I didn't.
It didn't do well, but $17
million.
It was funny
I'm sure
as
it was
hell.
Hilarious.
People dying from farting and stuff. I mean, it was.
Really?
Okay, so good.
That is your sense
That's
of humor.
My type of movie.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy gets up and he farts and dies.
Oh my God. That's so dumb. That's dumb.
And it's got some racist stuff in it. You know, that's what Seth's going to
do.
Yeah,
that's what he does. All right.
Just keep it real.
All right, well, it's number three. That's not too bad. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.
Thank you, baby girl.